This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. You got them, we'll fix them. And if you want to hear the old ones, they're all available on the Audacy app.
Yeah.
Audacy.
Today we have Paige, and she's got some issues.
I got issues.
In her bedroom. So she's come to us.
I don't think we're mature enough for this.
I concur. Paige?
Hi. I don't think I'm mature either.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Yay,
we're good.
Welcome. Come on in. The water's warm. What's the problem?
Well, I kind of screwed up, and now it backfired, and now I need a little bit of advice.
Mm-hmm. What did you try a new move? I'm like, we're the suspense is killing me. What
backfire? I haven't tried that.
Oh, goodness.
Stop Googling. Everybody stop Googling. What did you try? What did you do?
I mean, it's not that I tried anything fun, you know, nothing like that. Basically, my husband and I, it's just kind of been a little dry lately. And it has to do with the fact that he had started staying up till like 1 a.m. playing video games. And, you know, at first I was kind of like, okay, that's fine, whatever. But after he started doing that for a couple of weeks, every time he comes to bed, he tries to initiate, you know, good time.
After gaming? And after you've been
after
sleeping?
Gaming, yes, at 1 a.m. Like, he'll wake me up, and maybe the first two times it was kind of like, ooh, fun. But now he just seems to be like, okay, cool, I get to stay up till 1 a.m., and then I'm going to come and wake you up no matter what you have planned, and then I get to go to sleep, and everything's great. And that just wasn't working for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could he boink you before he games? Sorry, I'm asking boy questions. Let me just be honest. Well, I'm asking boy questions that I wouldn't have the courage to ask if I were in the relationship. Do you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't before gaming. But the thing of it is, it's not even about the act. There's like no romance in our relationship anymore.
Okay.
He plays games, and then he comes and wakes me up, and then it's like done, good night. And I was feeling very, I don't know, taken advantage of almost, and not like that kind of way or anything, but
right.
Just like not appreciated.
Yeah.
And so I was chatting with some of my girlfriends, and,
oh boy,
you know, I'm not saying they're the best role models for relationships, but they gave me the advice to, you know, withhold what he's wanting at 1:15 in the morning. And I started to do that. And now he games until 3 a.m., doesn't come to bed until then, and there's nothing going on after
so
that.
So you should, like, the 1 a.m. tap on the shoulder, you did the, no,
yeah,
or whatever a couple times, and now there's just, he just doesn't even try.
Nothing. He doesn't try.
Man.
He doesn't come to bed earlier. And that's, I think, the main issue for me, is that he just doesn't seem to care. He doesn't want to spend time with me, like, good relationship time.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Can I have a quick aside with the show?
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody listening who's got an OPP for future, you can always email them to the Slacker Show at alice1059.com.
Yes.
But let me save you from future ones. There's been a trend lately of OPPs where they start with advice from one of your stupid, stupid friends.
Yeah. Yeah, just come right to us.
Come to us first.
The friends. Come on.
Your friends told you to withhold?
It's terrible, but when she was saying that, I was like, yeah, that's pretty toxic. You should do it. That was
you were going to give her the same advice? You were going to tell her to...
Yeah.
I was going to tell her to boink him before gaming, which I started to, but like.
I kind of get it. I get it. Like,
do you think his friends are saying, then yeah.
If she doesn't want it.
It's like okay. a battle.
So
I don't know if guys think the way that girls think. Like if he's just totally unaware of the situation, is like, oh, whatever, I'm sleepy now.
Let me get the phone number
like
in here.
He shouldn't get to play video games and then come and get video games.
Oh, okay.
You know
wait
what I
a
mean?
Minute. Yeah. Nope. Now you're playing a game.
So many games.
So you're hold on. 303-222-5423. You can text, you can call, and please do, but I want to lock you don't want him to win? Is that what you just said? Like,
well, now I don't because now I'm pissed.
Win what? Win what, Paige?
Win life. I don't know. Win, like, he's just getting his cake and eating it too. And I just get woken up and no romance, no cuddle.
I agree with you wholeheartedly that that's wrong. But now you've created something different. You like, and if you were holding out because you were feeling unfulfilled, I'm okay with that. And I was prepared to make an impassioned plea on your part. But you just said the words, I don't want him to win. And I don't understand what you mean by win. Like,
I don't want him to get away with this behavior and not take accountability.
Like the behavior of roll over, of not having relations just to prove a point? Like, no.
Well, I was not having relations because maybe he would miss it. Maybe he would miss
me. I understand that, and I respect it. And as weird as it is, and as mad as I am at Aaron for wanting to suggest it, I get it as a tactic. But it seems like you're now in a gamer mindset. Like you're like, hold on, what's my new strategy? Like,
well, yeah, trying to play his game. And why does that make me the bad guy?
It doesn't. I just don't. I'm so sorry.
No, there shouldn't be a game. I understand what you're saying.
And I'm sorry I'm hung up on that, but I was just like, I was so on her side right up until that word.
Yeah.
They're both playing, excuse this phrase, but they're both playing hardball a little bit. And they've got it because it's like, okay, well, you don't want to get it on at 1 a.m.
Then
I won't even ask. And it doesn't. I get what she's saying. It doesn't feel right.
And I get what he's doing.
Okay, back to the 1 a.m. Fine. You win. Like, that's how it feels. And
no,
that doesn't
she shouldn't go back to that. I'm not saying she needs to regress back to, like, that. No treaties have been signed. That's not your starting point. But, like, here's the thing. I'm a guy, and I don't think you can relate to this, TX, because as you just have a healthy effing relationship, and I love it. I'm so happy for you. But
thank
if
you.
I get rejected like twice, I don't ask. And I'm talking about wife, like, or I'm talking about friends to come
then?
Over. Then I'm just like, well, yeah. Then it's like, well, then whenever you want to, you come to me. Mm. Like I'm like,
yeah,
because I'm not gonna keep initiating. How stupid am I? Like, you want to have a drink? You want to grab a drink? I'm not gonna keep saying you want to grab a drink, and when we know that grab a drink is.
But this isn't fair. Why does it have to be me just giving up on the things that I was upset about? And he didn't ask to spend time with me. So wouldn't I stop wanting to do that?
Yeah,
you're
right. I mean, if he's spending all of this time playing video games, like, we need to put parental controls on.
And again, as even a 15th side note, I want to grab him by the throat and shake him.
Yeah.
Dude, you have a beautiful woman in your house who just wants to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Spend
time
with you.
And you'd rather play a game first?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what makes me think, what's going on in the game?
Oh, Jesus.
He's with friends that play. Like, they have headsets.
Male friends? Female friends? Because I don't.
It's males. I've been on and tried to play because I did that too. I tried to get in and play with him so that I could actually be around him for longer. And it's all a bunch of dudes just, like, making fun of each other.
Yeah. And he'd rather do that than make sweet, sweet love to, like.
Oh, no, he wants both. He just
I know he wants both. And you're right, Paige. That's not
sweet,
fair.
Sweet love at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's definitely not fair. But you wouldn't want him to rush through it at 7 and go, honey, we're going to.
Well, because it doesn't feel like, oh, let's do it before and then just leave me for 8 hours afterwards. It's like, no, if we do it earlier, then maybe cuddle, maybe stay with me. Maybe we could watch a movie together. Like, we could keep this romance thing.
He should stop gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but now, your tactic, the no communicating and doing ultimatum-y weird stuff. Hey, everyone, look how it turns out.
Yeah.
Because now you don't feel like you can talk to him. He doesn't feel like he can talk to you. You're playing a game. He's literally playing games. And is he handling it, his desires, or is he getting it handled?
Right.
Paige?
Well, I don't think he's getting it handled anywhere else because he doesn't go anywhere but work, home, into his game chair. So I don't know when he would have time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't, has he just, have you, he's just lost.
Gone dormant?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Paige, hang on. I didn't mean to be in a battle with you. I'm really sorry. And we're going to find answers. Don't move.
I feel like this is actually a pretty common thing.
I don't know how, like, I do have an addictive personality, and I am so glad that the gaming bug never caught me. Because, but I mean, to imagine a world where you could, when you're 13 in gaming, you would burn your Xbox to the ground if a girl offered anything.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
Then you're a 26-year-old man, and you've got it flipped.
Yeah, I don't.
There's
I don't
a
get
26-year-old
that.
Girl in your bed, and you're like, "Bros, what time we going to battle? What are you doing?"
I know. I don't get it at all. I can't relate.
Think back to your 13-year-old self and get your butt upstairs.
Right.
Okay. Paige is in the middle of the worst experiment in history. She withheld relations, and now it's just gone. If you've been here, how does she get it back and not lose? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Paige, who has... she's got a relations problem. Her husband would only come in and try to have relations after he gamed.
Until like 2 a.m.
It was 1. Look at you exaggerating already.
It was
already,
1 and Aaron. Then it was 3.
It's 3 now that she cut him off.
Yeah.
How does he sleep? Like, how does he go to work? I don't understand how
gamers
he,
have
how
a
is
different...
he alive?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like the gamer friends that I've had are like, what are they like Halo or something? Is that one of the games?
I was just thinking about not getting it on. How are you?
No,
are you
I know.
I don't play video games.
I'm so talking about issues. Not sleeping.
Yeah, come on, bro.
So she cut him off. Instead of talking to him, she cut him off from relations.
Mm-hmm.
And now she wants to get it back. But you didn't talk. It's like,
yeah, and
you can't do the immature thing and now go like, what do I do? How do I remature this thing?
Did she say she's 26?
No, but I just, oh. You just kind of assume. If a dude.
Yes, I do assume, which also leads to the not talking.
Right, you're just, would you ever, do you use your relations as, obviously all of us do, especially the fairer, like as
what?
A bit of a bargaining chip.
No.
Do us girls
so occasionally use
relations
it
as a bargaining
yes!
chip?
Don't act
no!
like you've never heard of this, Erica.
I've heard
it's
of
a
it.
Real thing.
No,
sure,
but...
by people who aren't Aaron and I.
Yeah,
you've never ever went like I really he. I didn't feel heard when I asked for that bag.
No,
I knew I was gonna. As I finished the sentence,
what
I knew I was gonna burn for it.
Of me,
I'm not you in gen, like that. You
sure? If
the
my
royal we
partner is being a bad person, I guess you would withhold it because you're not interested. But it's not about the game of it all, except for Paige.
It's about the game. For that's and then she's.
Well, now he's gonna win because now he's like, no,
because you already know I went off on her,
know,
and you're trying
but,
to trigger
but it
me.
Does, I get what she's saying. It's like he didn't change at all. He just like quit. He rage quit the game. There's a little gamer terminology.
He rage quit his own.
Yeah. And now it's
marriage?
Like, oh, now, okay, I guess we'll just get it on again. That doesn't seem fair either. He's got to stop
but
playing video games.
She turned off. You can't go, well, the shower's not on anymore because I turned it off and be like, well, somebody's got to turn it back on. You turned it off. You have to turn it back on. She did this. She,
well,
he contributed, but.
She wouldn't have to have done it if he wasn't
gaming till 1 a.m.
Okay. I'm just going to go to the phones because now I don't want to talk to anybody in the room.
Finally.
Justin?
Yay.
Yay. You've been through this.
I'm a 33-year-old gamer. I'm actively going through it with my wife right now, and I can tell you that withholding isn't the answer because that pushes us more into gaming because we're getting that social connection with our friends online. We're gaining that emotional, so
social
we're getting kind of that emotional. Yeah, it's, we're getting that emotional connection from our friends when we're talking smack to each other through a gaming chair and through the headset.
How late do you stay
what
up?
I would say.
And what else are you doing with these friends?
We just talk to each other. Pardon my language.
But how late do you stay up doing that?
2 a.m., 3 a.m.
And what time do you get up for work? Because I'm assuming you, being an adult, have a full-time job.
5 a.m., 6 a.m., yeah.
How are you alive?
caffeine. But outside of that, last week my wife put on some nice marriage clothes and came out and unzipped her hoodie and said, "Hey, it's bedtime now." And I said goodnight to all the boys. So,
well, okay, absolutely. I was going to suggest that Paige maybe makes a move.
That's, yes.
But,
yeah, but you
she can't now because she would lose.
Not if she makes the move at 9 p.m. rather than at 1 a.m. Like, we can't be doing this when it's on his terms.
But what if she makes the move at 9?
I was in the middle of a match. She comes out. I turn the game off. I didn't care about what the other guys thought or what they were doing.
I don't think Paige's husband's going to bounce out of a match. Yeah.
You got to get him before he turns it on the first time, just before he even starts playing.
Okay. Thank you, Justin. Good luck gaming. I am so glad I never got into it. Oh, my God. Jill? Jill?
Yeah.
What do you think Paige should do?
Well, I'm not really sure I have advice, but my first thought is, do we really think he's gaming at this time?
Allegedly.
What else is he doing? So he's in the other room doing what?
Well, Justin just said he games till 2.
Right?
I find it odd. Like,
porn?
Because he said, I get the same emotional connection. And it's like,
well, that's why I said, what are you doing with your buddies?
No, you don't, dude. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, but it's
you don't think he's watching porn?
No, I don't. I don't, because my son, I'm not trying to be weird,
but
I have an 18-year-old son and he games, and they just talk smack with, it's like a camaraderie that we don't know. Like, you don't know a TAC, and I'm not trying to be a jerk to you, but you don't have any guy friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of sex instead. So you know what? I'll take it.
What were you going to say, Aaron?
Someone did text, they're not fighting against each other. They're fighting for their marriage. Let the marriage win.
Yeah, ooh. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a guy here who's so knee-deep in this that he's needs VD.
Voice disguiser.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Ken?
Yeah.
Hey.
You are disguised. Do you have advice for Paige?
Yeah, she needs to communicate with him more. At the end of the day, she wants to be appreciated and doesn't want to feel like a piece of meat.
The man wants to feel like a piece of meat?
He doesn't want to feel like that.
I understand that, but she didn't communicate. That's the problem here. Mm. Like, if Erica rolls her eyes at me
I didn't roll my eyes!
It's like, yes, he started it.
The answer is communication. That's a healthy relationship. TAC would know. In fact, all of us over here might know. Over here being me, Aaron, and TAC.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.